Trying to learn something new? Well, you know where to go, YouTube. The good part is YouTube videos are free. To me, the viewer anyway. Or are they? Turns out some online tutorials are ads for services that can cost thousands of dollars. WBUR's podcast team at Endless Thread looked into some particularly trendy videos to learn piano. The courses are by this outfit called Ridley Academy, and it claims you can become a piano virtuoso by practicing a mere 3 minutes per day. Really? Let's turn it over now to Endless Thread hosts Amory Sievertson and Ben Brock Johnson.
A few months ago, Endless Thread producer Grace Tatter told us about these ads that she was seeing everywhere.
My name is Stephen Ridley.
My name is Stephen Ridley. My name is Stephen Ridley. I've been a concert pianist for more than 9 years, but more importantly...
So we sat down together to watch an ad that had popped up for Grace.
Check it out. And can you
feel the love? In the ad, you see this guy, Stephen Ridley, in a paisley blazer at a grand piano, pummeling out a medley of pop songs. He says you can learn 100 songs on the piano with just 4 chords.
And then, using the Ridley method, you can take those same 4 chords and make them sound amazing, like this. And she
Stephen's in his 30s, he's fit, has purposefully tousled light brown hair, and he is very enthusiastic. He's often playing the piano standing up.
In most of these videos, if this guy is talking, he is shouting.
This is the next evolution in piano education and artist development.
Ridley Academy, he says, throws a lot of traditional piano education out the window, and it makes learning the piano more accessible.
All for the low price of $4,997. And look, learning music is priceless. But to us, these ads seem to be suggesting that Ridley Academy is some kind of shortcut to a level of mastery beyond playing pop songs with the same 4 chords.
He's hardly going to put all of his secrets in one ad, though.
If you want to know the shortcuts to learn piano fast, I created a live online piano masterclass that's completely free today.
So we went to the website for his free masterclass.
And it looks a lot like the website for the company masterclass. You know, the online education platform with billions of dollars that has a bunch of classes from celebrities like Natalie Portman and Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Both websites have white sans-serif text against black backdrops with red logos and buttons.
The Ridley masterclass website makes some pretty dramatic claims about the Ridley method and what this class can do. Including, quote-unquote, you'll learn piano fast, up to 40 new songs in 1 hour.
If you scroll down the website further, you'll see a section with different logos of publications like Vogue, CNN, and the Financial Times.
We couldn't find any articles about Ridley Academy in the publications listed on the Ridley Academy website.
In fact, we reached out to those publications, and we heard back from the Financial Times.
They said they had never published any articles about Ridley Academy.
Hi, I'm Laura Smith, and I'm the legal director for Truth in Advertising, or TINA.org for short.
Truth in Advertising is a nonprofit consumer advocacy organization devoted to weeding out deceptive marketing and false advertising.
So basically, Laura Smith's job is to know the ins and outs of no-nos for companies advertising in the U.S.
No-no as in...
legally is for don't do it.
One thing we asked Laura about is this sense of urgency. We've seen a lot of ads for Ridley Academy and in the masterclass.
Click on the button below and join me for this free online piano masterclass. And be fast, because maybe this is the last time you ever see this ad.
Dear listener, this was not the last time we saw this ad.
But mostly the sense of urgency comes into play with the price. The idea that if you don't buy the course right now, the price is going to go up and you'll no longer be able to afford it.
A false sense of urgency is a commonly used dark pattern. It's deceptive. Companies shouldn't use them, and the FTC has indicated that it will be focusing on dark patterns. I would describe a dark pattern as a tactic designed to trick users to take certain actions and to encourage people to act against their own best interests.
We also asked Laura about some of the claims made in the ads, like that you can learn 40 songs in an hour.
It looked like from that video that Ridley is proposing to teach a handful of commonly used chords or chord progressions that are used in many songs. That's not an entire song, and so that should be made clear to consumers.
Laura told us that she and the FTC put themselves in the shoes of what a, quote, reasonable consumer will understand from a claim.
Something can be true, but still deceptive.
The other thing the FTC cares about is whether the results advertised are typical. So when we hear Stephen claim something like,
I can teach you piano more than 150 times faster than the way I did it. I can teach you with just 3 minutes practice per day.
Laura wonders
whether they're simply the results of a few outliers or exceptionally quick learners. If it's the latter, if they're advertising the results of a few outliers, then advertising those atypical results is deceptive, according to the Federal Trade Commission.
After many emails to his people, Stephen Ridley agreed to speak with us.
Stephen says he knows some people find his marketing annoying.
They confuse enthusiasm for pushiness. I'm pushy because I know it works, and if you want to do it, you should do it. Mm. But I also appreciate if you're sitting there and you've had some lessons in the past that didn't work, and you've tried other stuff that didn't work, and you went on YouTube and wasted hundreds of hours of your life watching lights going down a screen, then probably this guy jumping all over the screen might be full of crap.
But basically, Stephen said, look, the marketing, it works.
I will take something that works and I will drop stuff that doesn't work. And right now, I have more people trying to come every single week to a free class than I can deliver by a dramatic proportion.
We asked about some of the other things that stuck out to us about the Ridley Academy website, like the similarities to the Masterclass website, you know, where the A-list celebrities teach you how to do things.
I mean, to be honest, it's a massive compliment if you're telling me that this is, if you think that's my inspiration, I'm going to say yes.
And that list of fancy publications listed on the site?
We noticed that on the website, your Masterclass course was sort of listed as being featured in a bunch of publications like CNN, Vogue, Marie Claire, Financial Times. But
Stephen Ridley has been featured in those places.
Basically, he was like, the Ridley Academy wasn't featured in those publications. I was, but not necessarily the English language versions.
So I was randomly famous in Russia. And where every great story starts.
Stephen says he's been in Vogue, Russia, which counts, I guess, although we weren't able to verify this.
It'll often happen where I'll go into a country and you get what's called local support. So if you go and do a show, for example.
And the claims about how fast you can learn with the Ridley method. Stephen says he really believes that with his method, you, yes, you can learn the piano much faster than you would almost any other way. That these results are indeed what the FTC refers to as, quote unquote, generally achievable.
Something that's very interesting in my program is a lot of people will get to a certain point and that's what they wanted. You know what? I just wanted to be able to... They're not interested in doing Rachmaninoff's fifth movement. They don't care. They just wanted to do that. I don't dictate what people should learn. I give them the tools so that by the end of the course, you can absolutely play Rachmaninoff's fifth movement if you choose to.
How many people have chosen to at least start Ridley's course? He says more than 20,000. At almost $5,000 a pop, that is a lot of money. And here's the trick. The legal definition of a scam is slippery. And whether or not the results from the advertisements for Ridley Academy are, quote, generally achievable, also hard to say. Which means if you're paying for an online video course as a consumer these days, you kind of have to go with your gut to decide whether or not you're getting played like a concert piano.
Ben Brock Johnson and Amory Sievertson are hosts of WBUR's Endless Thread. To hear more about Stephen Ridley, including his ties to the Church of Scientology, search for the whole Endless Thread episode wherever you find your podcasts.